What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, October 5th, 2021, getting into the week here. Lots to talk about today. There's a lot going on here, and you know, most of it's bad, a little bit of it's good here. Anyway, we're going to do news until it's time to take phone calls. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. Before we get into it, a little announcement about the show. The What Really Happened website is a 7-day-a-week job, and the radio show is a 5-day-a-week job. And I can feel myself on the edge of burnout, so I'm going to be taking a small staycation for the rest of this week, and we're still scrambling to get guest hosts to come onto the show and cover those 3 days here. So this is my last show of the week, but I will be back here on Monday unless something really major happens, and then I'll probably come back early here. All right, let's get on into it here. The Facebook outage, WhatsApp, Instagram, and everything ended last night. It ran a little over 6 hours. Facebook is saying it was on a faulty configuration change that hit its social media platforms and its internal systems, which is why staffers found themselves locked out of data centers and so forth and so on. And so it was they're saying it was pretty much their goof. Now, yesterday, Facebook's stock took a major tank during the outage here. It is headed back up as of this morning, despite the whistleblower Frances Haugen testifying to Congress. And that is really the story that should have made headlines about Facebook. And more than a few people are saying, well, maybe Facebook decided to shut themselves down to try and keep this story from getting on out there. But it is out there on other social media platforms. So anyway, this woman, Frances Haugen, came forward on 60 Minutes Sunday night with basically saying that Facebook helped contribute to the January 6 riots. And she insisted that Facebook turned off the safeguards designed to stop the proliferation of rabble-rousing after Joe Biden beat Donald Trump or stole the election from Donald Trump in November of 2020. And Frances also went on to say that Facebook is all about making the money, and they really don't care about their users. She insists Mark Zuckerberg knows the site can harm children, and it can lead to violence. And she said basically that Facebook encourages disagreements because that attracts more people to read the threads than, you know, users who are getting along real famously. So they were deliberately trying to agitate trouble to try and get their readership numbers up. Okay, following the congressional testimony yesterday, the Biden administration is saying now is the time for the government to regulate social media to basically totally control it like they don't already. I don't think that's really a good idea. I mean, I know Facebook and YouTube and Google are definitely co-opted, but there's a lot of good independent media out there like BitChute, and we don't want the government coming on in and telling all of these other new up-and-coming social media what they can and cannot share with the public. Now, another suggestion that has come on out, this included Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying this outage is a good argument to break up big tech, because Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp used to be independent separate companies. They were bought up by Facebook. They were all put on the same system. And, of course, the danger, as we saw yesterday, is when everything routes through a central system, it can all go down. And so it would be a good time to maybe look at breaking up the monopolies here just a little bit. Now, the Kremlin is threatening Facebook, saying that they have to remove dangerous information or face huge fines. So Facebook is coming under attack from Russia here. And we should all remember that it was Facebook that eliminated or censored all of the top pro-Trump pages in 2017 following Trump's victory in the 2016 election, and basically banned any pro-Trump material leading up to the 2020 election. Now, interestingly enough, the crash yesterday turned out to be good news for the alt open source media. Telegram is estimated to have picked up 50 million new users just in the last 24 hours. Gab also picked up a lot of new users. I was over there looking at that. And, you know, this, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp have become so intertwined that if you can hack one, you can easily hack them all. And given that Facebook just had 1.5 billion people's data stolen, the rest are probably just as vulnerable. Now, Telegram and Gab are less vulnerable to those things because they don't operate in the nepotistic world where the other social media companies do. So, as we mentioned before, hackers have taken and are selling the data of over 1.5 billion Facebook users, including names, pictures, birthdays, location, all kinds of information like that here. So we've had a mini apocalypse of social media, and are you prepared for a major one? And the answer is, yeah, we're going to go over to VK.com and TLBTalk.com and BitChute and just leave these other dinosaurs there in the swamp here. Now, Facebook did take a major hit financially for this blackout. They make $201,936, almost $202,000 per minute in advertising. And so they really did take a major hit. Their stock took a hit. Zuckerberg lost $7 billion of his fortune on paper in just one day. But with the Facebook stock heading back on up, I'm sure he'll get that back very, very quickly. Getting on to politics here, the blank Joe Biden chants are growing all across America. This is definitely a trend, and it's week 5 for college football, and the chants of blank Joe Biden are being heard out in stadiums all over the place. It's not just at football games. It was at a NASCAR event and during the Xfinity series. And, you know, I've seen the video of that. You can clearly hear exactly what the crowd was chanting. But NBC reporter Kelly Stavast tried to say, well, they're chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." And, you know, barefaced lie, but then that's what corporate media is paid to do. Okay, now, Press Secretary Jen Psaki at a White House press briefing said the Democrats' $3.5 trillion tax and spending bill is all paid for, therefore it costs zero. Now, nobody with more than one brain cell is buying that at all. Fox News reporter Peter Ducey came out with a really good question that Jen Psaki could not answer. And Peter Ducey said, you know, why Biden is meeting with House progressives to see about lowering the cost of the $3.5 trillion bill to just $1.5 trillion. If it really cost nothing, that would not be necessary. And Jen definitely was unhappy about that one here. Over in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti was among the VIPs who attended Hunter Biden's art opening on Friday night at the Milk Studios in Los Angeles. The event was attended by approximately 200 potential buyers to witness the overpriced art set by Hunter Biden's gallerist, George Berger. It is still unknown if there were any actual sales. So we'll see what happens there. And meanwhile, the White House is continuing to stall on the question of whether Hunter Biden divested shares of a Chinese equity firm. Now, it was known that Hunter Biden had a 10% stake in this firm. And when White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about this, She said, I'd point you to his representatives on that. He does not work in the administration. So they're definitely ducking the issue as hard as they can. Okay, Andrew Yang, a former presidential hopeful and 2021 candidate for mayor of New York City, has officially left the Democratic Party. He is now an independent, and he is planning on launching his new third party. And I wish him a lot of luck, because our current system is most assuredly biased against third parties. It's rigged against them. Third parties have all kinds of hurdles to overcome that the two traditional parties do not have to deal with here. Getting into COVID-19, Fauci the Grinch has walked back his Christmas comments following the huge backlash that came out. And he's now saying Americans can have a good, normal Christmas with their families. Well, you know, Fauci, it's not like it was really up to you to begin with. Meanwhile, the CDC is releasing their holiday season COVID guidelines, and they're recommending virtual gatherings. You know, that you get on Zoom or FaceTime and see your family that way. Well, we do that all the time, you know. There's a new study out showing that the effectiveness of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine falls below 50% after 5 months, assuming it was ever that high to begin with. And, you know, we're not too sure about that. Anyway, the study was published in the Lancet Medical Journal just yesterday. So there we go. Let's see, another study, this is from Swedish national broadcaster Sveriges Television, shows that Sweden and other heavily vaccinated countries have recorded more breakthrough infections among fully vaccinated individuals, which calls into question why governments are pushing for vaccine mandates in the first place. Well, because Big Pharma is making billions of dollars out of this stuff, and Big Pharma are very generous contributors to political campaigns all over the world. And the findings said that antibody levels from the vaccine among these vaccinated people wane faster or fade faster than researchers previously thought. In other words, the shots wear off almost immediately here. Now, another study published by the New England Journal of Medicine is revealing that people who take vaccines have a greater risk of hospitalization than the unvaccinated. And it's nasty out there. It really is, and it's all driven by the money here. Let's see, yet another study from Humatrix for the Department of Defense's Project Salus examined Medicare data that's inaccessible to the general public and revealed that fully vaccinated Medicare patients made up 60% of hospitalizations in the week ending August 7th. So you're definitely worse off vaccinated than unvaccinated. So we'll see what happens for that. The immune systems of the vast majority of people who've been infected with COVID-19 will continue to carry antibodies against the virus for at least a year, according to a study in the European Journal of Immunology published last September 24th. This came from scientists at the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare, and they studied the presence of antibodies in 1,200 subjects 8 months after infection. They found that 96% of the subjects still carried the neutralizing antibodies, and 66% still carried a type of antibody called nucleoprotein. And the scientists then investigated antibody levels 1 year after infection. They selected 367 subjects from the original group, and 89% of the subjects still carried neutralizing antibodies, 36% still carried the IgG antibody. Now, Project Veritas has scored again. They recorded some Pfizer scientists admitting that natural COVID antibodies are better than the Pfizer vaccination. And so, good for Project Veritas here. Little bit of good news. Fauci's boss at the National Institute of Health Francis Collins is now resigning because documents reveal he lied about his involvement with gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. So that's one down, dozens more to go here. Up in Alberta, Canada, and this is just really, you know, cooking the books here. They're trying to keep the case count high and the fear porn going. Government officials in Alberta, Canada, are now calling all illnesses COVID to justify all the tyranny. In an announcement, Alberta Chief Health Officer Dina Hinshaw explained that people who test negative for the coronavirus, as well as people who never tested at all but who show respiratory symptoms of any kind, will be automatically added to the official case count that the government relays to the media. Now, let me back up here and say, you know, people who test negative for the coronavirus are going to be added to the official case counts given to the media. Pure propaganda, pure bovine excrement here. Anthony Fauci has shifted the goalposts once more and redefines vaccine to include a booster shot, from which the pharmaceutical companies will make billions more dollars than they already have. Meanwhile, a reminder, the director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, has admitted the COVID vaccine cannot prevent transmission. And she said this with CNN's Wolf Blitzer. And so why have a vaccine mandate? Why have vaccine passports if the vaccines don't stop you from spreading the disease? It doesn't make any sense at all. Over at CNBC, news anchor Sarah Eisen was interviewing Dr. Fauci and told him, you know, that she was vaccinated but also came down with COVID, and was asking why so many COVID cases are still showing up after so many people have gotten the vaccine. And Fauci was squirming a little bit and feeling pressured. Over in Israel, 2 million Israelis have lost their green pass because they refused to get the booster shot. And they are very angry about that, and there are protests in the streets. Meanwhile, former NBA player Lazar Howard was arrested in Hawaii for having a fake COVID-19 test result in order to avoid quarantine in Hawaii, which mandates a two-week quarantine for all arriving visitors, which, needless to say, is killing the tourism industry on which the state, you know, pretty much depends here. Remember 2 weeks ago we had the Emmy Awards and they were held outside in this tent, and while all the workers, waiters and everything had to wear masks, the celebrities didn't wear their masks at all. And the Emmy Award winning Mark Elliott Pitcher, he's on Bridgerton, despite being double vaccinated, died of COVID-19 Sunday, just 2 weeks after attending the Emmy Awards. Another member of the Bridgerton crew, an Emmy Award winning hair and makeup artist, Mark Filcher, also died on Sunday of COVID, also double jabbed. Okay. Now, here's an interesting dichotomy that we have to keep coming back to all the time. Legal travelers to the U.S. must be vaccinated. The illegal immigrants do not need the injection. Fauci is still out there insisting that the COVID infections are not being driven by the illegal immigrants. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I get out my little cup full of pencils and remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support so that we can continue speaking truth to power in these very dark and critical times that we live in. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt like the one I am wearing right now. And so please include a return address. And if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. All right, we're talking about COVID down in Australia, which has definitely become a prison state. Started out that way, it's gone all the way back to its original roots. Australian authorities are threatening jail time for anyone who tries to enter a business without carrying a vaccine passport. You know, we're in your papers, please. You must have your papers, please. Your papers are not in order. So, yeah, it's definitely getting rough down there. And so many people are complaining about abuse by the police. The New South Wales police complaint phone hotline has been shut down. They just got tired of, you know, hearing about the police dumping people on their heads and various things like that. Now, here is where those businesses that went along with the vaccine mandate are getting the shaft from the government, because the New South Wales government just brought in a new law that employers who mandate the jab can be sued by their employees for any adverse reactions suffered. And it's, you know, they're going to have to pay compensation to that person for the rest of their lives if they suffer a permanent debilitating adverse reaction. So, I mean, it's really completely out of control here. Tucker Carlson was waxing eloquent, if you will, on the left's absolutely fanatical devotion to Dr. Anthony Fauci. They are deifying him, basically. And, you know, it's very obvious right now, and this is an article coming on out of American Thinker. COVID has replaced climate change as the new religion of the left. That whole human-caused global warming thing really didn't work on out. Now they've got COVID. We can rebuild society with COVID here. And religion is a belief system based mostly on faith beyond what can be proven scientifically. And that's the way the promoters of the vaccines and masks and lockdowns and social distancing have been behaving. You know, they'll scream, you know, follow the science. And then you point out this Nobel Prize winning scientist saying you should not get the vaccine. And they go, no, not that scientist. The scientists we're paying. Over in Nigeria, they've had a study that shows ivermectin alone is just as effective as treatment with hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and ivermectin combined. So definitely that ivermectin is definitely a good thing, which is why Pfizer is rushing out their patented copycat pill, because, again, it's all driven by the Benjamins. Now, there are some good signs out there. The United States has seen a dramatic drop in the number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in recent weeks. I think it's something like a 35% drop during September. And as of today, Melbourne has been in lockdown for 246 days, overtaking Buenos Aires as the city that has spent the most cumulative days under stay-at-home orders. But the cases are going down, and indications are that we may be coming out of this scamdemic here. And, of course, the Democrats are out there saying, no, COVID is going to last at least until the 2024 elections. You know, take that vaccine thingy, wear your masks, and don't forget to use your mail-in ballots. Okay. The hardest part about 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 245 days. That was really the hard part. After that, it just gets easier here. Down in Florida, they've introduced a new law that says the state cannot arbitrarily shut down churches while the Walmarts stay open. And they basically pointed out that this targeting of religious institutions is against Florida law. And if you issue a general recommendation to close your doors to the churches, it must also apply to retail businesses. So good for them. All right, we got to take a little break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about COVID. Now, New York's largest healthcare provider has fired 1,400 workers who refused to take the COVID vaccine. And then, of course, they turn around and claim to be understaffed and overwhelmed by COVID patients. Oh, woe is us, so forth and so on here. And the New York healthcare workers protested by setting fire to their hospital scrubs. They just put them all in a big pile and lit them on fire. So, you know, good for them. Thousands of unvaccinated New York City teachers are on unpaid leave after the citywide vaccine mandate went into effect, according to the United Federation of Teachers. And, okay, now we have been citing numbers from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Now, this system was founded in 1990 to try and detect possible safety issues with vaccines licensed and approved for use in the United States. The system is co-managed by the CDC and the FDA. Now, there's a study that was done by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Center, basically going on out and canvassing patient records, and they came to the staggering conclusion that only 1% of the vaccine injuries are actually being reported to the vaccine adverse event reporting system. And they also found nearly 3 out of every 100 vaccinations led to adverse events. So the problem is a lot worse than the government is letting on here. As you're already aware, there was this recent teleconference discussing the origins of COVID. And, they were very closed door about it. It was a secret. And the only documents that have been released by this so-called investigation are nearly blacked out. You know, it's somebody just took a marker and just blacked all this out. You know, none of your business. Just trust us. Everything is fine here. Documents have surfaced showing that purchases of PCR tests in China's Hubei province surged months before the first official reports of a COVID case there. This is coming from the Australia-based cybersecurity company Internet 2.0. And about $10.5 million was spent on PCR tests in Hubei during 2019, nearly double the 2018 total, with the upswing starting in May. And so it looks like somebody somewhere was aware that something was leaking from that laboratory here. Alrighty, there is a video. It's out on InfoWars, and it's basically talking about some video clips that have emerged of Fauci and Health and Human Services planning to stage a health scare using a, quote, new virus, end quote. So this is definitely going to be vindication for those who think this was a pandemic. Certainly starting to look more and more like that here. Getting into the international news here, Hawley basically slammed Secretary of Defense Milley over Afghanistan, saying, "You have left, past tense, Americans behind." The U.S. State Department is saying they're not in a position to say how many Americans remain in Afghanistan. They do not know. It's just part of that whole botching thing here. Down back in Australia, New South Wales is in political disarray. There are now 6 officials who have resigned, including its premier and deputy premier. And remember, that was all tied in with a corruption investigation involving the vaccine companies, lobbyists in Australia, apparently, engaging in some payoffs, you know, to get vaccine mandates and lockdowns and whatnot. It's all about the Benjamins here. Now, a little bit of good news. There is a 39-year-old conservative Catholic, Dominic Perrottet, was elected as the premier of New South Wales. It was a 39-5 landslide, and he is anti-lockdown, and he is pro-life, and so I imagine the Australian people are very, very happy that the recent change in government has gone to their direction. Over in Israel, there is a story coming out of Global Research, and it's talking about how Israel is intentionally trying to cut back water available to the Palestinians in the South Hebron Hills. And, it's talking about the residents there. The settlers there are connected to Israel's national water system, but the local Palestinians are banned from doing so. They do not receive a drop from Israel's national water company, and the Israeli authorities also prevent them from maintaining cisterns for storing rainwater, which is what they were doing until Israel took over the area. This is just part of the campaign to drive the Palestinians out. Now, the Euro-Mediterranean Human Rights Monitor and the Global Institute for Water, Environment, and Health came out with a joint statement during the 48th session of the Human Rights Council, saying that 97% of Gaza's water is undrinkable. and it is severe scarcity. They're basically talking about how Israel's denial of electricity to sewage treatment plants means that there's a lot of raw sewage floating around, contaminating the water system, and it basically amounts to a slow poisoning of the Palestinian people here. And let's see, in Khalil Taktak, Khalil Taktak, he's a landowner from Salfit, basically has gone public saying that illegal settlement citizens, illegal settlers, if you will, stole his olive crop from the lands that he owns, Palestinian lands. And you know, olives are one of the few ways the Palestinians can earn a living. They export olives pretty much all over the world. So this farmer had 26 trees on more than 50 dunams of land and found the Jewish settlers had stolen the crops from his olive trees. So, and another story, this one coming on out of Middle East Eye. Settler attacks on Palestinians have more than doubled in 2 years. And the spike may be linked to a change in tactics from authorities following the death of teenage settler Ahuvia Sandak, who died in a car crash fleeing Israeli police, and the killing of 52-year-old mother Esther Horgan by Palestinians in December of last year. So, to avoid confrontation, Israeli authorities created what officials described as a permissive atmosphere, including allowing settlers to, quote, let off steam, end quote. In 2019, there were 363 settler attacks on Palestinians. In 2020, that number was 507. Okay, on Sunday, there was a gentleman, Ahmed Samrin, who literally lay down in front of an Israeli bulldozer trying to save his land. And this is in the Silwan neighborhood in Jerusalem. It's been a flashpoint for 2 years as Israeli municipal authorities have tried to force the Palestinians off their land. Now, Israeli authorities have publicized their plan for the neighborhood, which is to remove the Palestinians who have lived there for generations, destroy their homes and orchards, and then turn the neighborhood into a tourist site. And of course, you know, Israel has a bad habit of running over people they don't like with bulldozers. So this man was taking a real risk. Okay. Israeli President Isaac Herzog, traveling on El Al, it left Israel early yesterday, early today actually, for his first official state visit in Ukraine at the invitation of President Zelensky. So we'll see what comes of that here. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul has delayed a vote to fast-track a bill that would provide Israel with $1 billion to replenish its stockpile of Iron Dome interceptors, which don't really work all that well. They have to fire 10 of those things to hit one incoming Hamas rocket here. Now, the delay came about 10 days after the House of Representatives passed a suspension bill to provide Jerusalem with the funding. It's still not clear when the Senate will vote on the initiative. Now, recently, AIPAC and Christians United for Israel both pressed Paul to support the bill, and he became the only senator refusing to hotline the bill even after it had been approved by the House. Now, hotlining is when all 100 senators agree to allow a bill to go straight to the floor for a vote, substantially accelerating the approval process. In other words, it doesn't go through the committee and the markup and so forth. Over in China, Xi Jinping is ratcheting up the military intimidation of Taiwan. On Monday, they flew 52 military planes into Taiwanese airspace. This is the largest incursion yet, and this was one day after the U.S. issued a warning to Beijing over similar flights it has conducted recently. Meanwhile, the Taiwan president has sent a dire warning to China that is probably just going to worsen the situation. Taiwan's president has warned China Taiwan will do everything it takes to defend itself. Now, China has flown 145 aircraft into Taiwan's air defense zone in the last 4 days. So this leads to our next story. This one's coming on out of, Blabber Buzz. Experts are concerned that China is close to acting on the turmoil with the United States. And, the United States has continued to provoke China and get them going. And maybe Biden is thinking that a war with China is going to make everybody forget about his mishandling of the Afghanistan withdrawal. I don't think it will. And I think the American people are really tired of war. They're tired of the costs of war, which keep going up. And, Far East expert Gordon Chang warns the Biden administration should be on high alert. And he says there is turmoil in China at the top of the political system, meaning they're having arguments about when and if to go to war. And so there is another story here, this one from the Economic Collapse blog, basically saying by the end of the year, the United States could be in two major wars, one with China and one with Iran. So, yeah, that's going to be a real problem. And I'm sure the politicians are counting on Americans, when there's a war, we'll forget all about the crime and corruption and the lies and the propaganda, and we'll throw a snappy salute at the flag and throw our money and our children into the designated war zone. I don't think that's going to happen this time here. Over in Israel, they are still talking about unilateral action against Iran. And Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, when he was at last week's United Nations General Assembly, basically said that Israel is making serious contingency plans to move unilaterally against Iran should Israel decide that is necessary. So anyway, now here was an interesting article. This is out of Russia Today, and it makes a very good point. It says instead of policing the rule of law in other countries, the U.S. should get its own house in order. I absolutely agree. With all that is going on in this country, the United States has no moral right to point fingers at other countries and say you should be doing things this way or that way. And this article was written in response to the recent story that 131 federal judges broke the law by hearing cases in which they had a financial interest. And that's a shocking indictment of the justice system. And so the United States has no right or ability or justification to police the rest of the world. Now, Roy Cohn, Senator Joe McCarthy's legal pit bull, once proclaimed, "Don't tell me what the law is, tell me who the judge is." And this was back in the 1950s, and Cohn was opining that the U.S. does not have a rule of law, but instead a rule of men and women who decide cases based on their own prejudices, personal relationships, and whims. Now, in theory, judges are supposed to recuse themselves from any cases where there is a conflict of interest, but these 131 judges clearly did not, and there may be more judges who've done the same thing that have yet to be discovered. Getting into the economic news, Senator Elizabeth Warren is pressuring the Securities and Exchange Commission to investigate the Federal Reserve officials caught doing insider trading. Now, Warren is a member of the Senate Banking Committee that oversees the Federal Reserve, and Warren called on the SEC to investigate trading in securities by high-level Federal Reserve officials and determine if any of these ethically questionable transactions may have violated insider trading rules. This is a huge, huge scandal, and again, outside of One American News Network, you're not seeing a lot of coverage of this in the corporate media here. Okay. There is an International Chamber of Shipping has issued a red alert warning of imminent global supply chain collapse, triggering widespread famine, power grid failures, economic ruin, saying it's right around the corner. It is just about here. And over at the White House, they're saying, well, you can't bother with that. We have to keep the borders open, make sure everyone's wearing a mask, and, you know, make sure drag queen story hour is still being funded and so forth. Meanwhile, truck drivers are in high demand, and there is a company in Texas called Sisu Energy is now offering $14,000 per week for experienced drivers. So if you're an experienced driver out of work, head to Texas. We got to take a break here for station identification, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. A CEO of one of the major cargo ship companies is saying you need to stock up. There's going to be no food coming for 3 months. And remember, the United States is a net importer of food products. We used to be the breadbasket to the world, but not anymore. We like manufacturing. We've let that go away. We didn't take care of our home front, as it were. Meanwhile, the global energy crisis is now spreading to Brazil and India, and is basically spreading around the world. Now, according to Bloomberg, severe drought in Brazil has led to a collapse in hydroelectric generation and could force the South American country to ration power if power imports from Uruguay and Argentina are not increased. Now, Brazil is South America's largest economy. It derives 60% of its power from hydroelectric sources, but La Nina has produced drought this year and dwindled water levels at reservoir, making hydro less dependable. That's a major problem here. Meanwhile, the OPEC Plus Alliance is widely expected to keep their current plans of easing the collective oil production cuts as the group gathers for its monthly meeting. And OPEC Plus decided in the middle of July that it would start returning 400,000 barrels to the market every month beginning in August until it unwinds all of the 5.8 million barrel per day cuts. And the group agreed to extend the existing deal from April 2020 through the end of December 2022. And Brent crude oil is at $80 a barrel. And the demand is going to increase as we get into the winter and people need to heat their homes. Natural gas prices this year are double what they were this time last year. And by the way, I did talk to Santa Claus today, and I talked to him about the supply chain issues here. And over at Patriot Rising, they're asking the question, will the holiday season be ruined by the global supply chain crisis? They're asking, is this going to be the worst holiday season in modern American history? Well, only if your holidays are dependent on getting a lot of stuff. And looking back again at how the Grinch stole Christmas at the very end, the Who's and Whoville still had a Christmas, even though the Grinch had taken all their goodies. And I think we need to focus more on the spirit of Christmas and being with family, and because the stuff just is not likely to be there. But definitely you should be stocking up now while you still can. If you have a freezer, buy another one. The U.S. Postal Service has now suspended mail deliveries to New Zealand and 21 other countries due to what they cite as the unavailability of transportation. And Australia and Samoa were also among the suspended destinations. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.